This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Swinging a ground ball to first to Salendit. Contreras has it, steps on the bag, and the Phillies have lost a series to the St. Louis Cardinals for the first time since 2017. As for the second time in 3 days, the Cardinals toss a three-hit shutout over the Phillies. Today, 7-0, the final.
Yeah, that stunk. Welcome on in. Yeah, that was gross. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe, Jill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. A lot to get to today. Some delusion with the end of the Sixers season press conference. We'll get to that. What is going on with this baseball team? A daily mock. We have to update Phillies jail. And, of course, we'll check in with you people. 215-592-9494 on a Monday. Kyle behind the glass. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. You got to be real comfortable in your manhood to get another grown-ass man's tattoo on your thigh.
Like their name or
their... Yeah, their name.
Okay.
Shout out to the guy who went viral for getting Brandon Graham's name tattooed on his thigh. I mean, listen, BG is a phenomenal guy, phenomenal person, Hall of Fame Eagle, special player, but to get his name tattooed on your thigh, it's a lot.
You know what I'm curious about now? I wonder if any Eagles fans out there have Hugh Douglas tattooed on them.
Hopefully not a guy.
Well,
that would be kind of like, you know, it's just, I mean, listen, I understand, you know, and it's his autograph because I saw it. Buddy got BG signed his leg.
Yep.
And, you know, he got it autographed on his thigh. I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, that for you is a conversation piece, but probably for a lot of your friends, if they're real friends, they'd be like, dog, you got another man's name tattooed on your body.
Well, that's why we need you around, to make sure everyone knows.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, because you've seen guys that have, like, women's names tattooed. You know, the most famous tattoo with the guy had his girlfriend name on his tattoo, I mean, tattooed on his arm or whatever. And a lot of women like to get their significant other's name tattooed, like, on the neck or whatever. You got another grown-ass man name on your thigh, and you went home to your wife or your significant other and told her, hey, listen, hun, BG signed my thigh. And she probably looked at you not really knowing how to say, you know, hey, she probably just said, hey, babe, that's wonderful, because she saw how excited you were about having that tattoo.
Yeah, didn't want to tell you the truth about it.
Not did now.
Yeah, that's why you're here.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I just thought that was a lot.
That's why we have Hugh Douglas. You know what was a lot watching the Phillies this weekend?
It was a lot.
They stunk. I mean, holy moly. What a terrible road trip. They go 2-4 to Atlanta and St. Louis. Two teams that came in to the beginning of last week not playing good baseball at all, right? They get, and I think we understood the Atlanta one a little bit. That's a desperate team.
Yeah, and it felt like a playoff
game.
Yeah,
and we know Atlanta's better than their record, and they'll probably be there at the end. But
not the Cardinals.
The
though.
Cardinals are just totally mediocre, probably below that. They don't have good pitching, and they shut the Phillies out twice on Friday. If you wanted to excuse it, Hugh, because they got in at like 4 a.m., they were a little lethargic. Okay. I mean,
they give you that. What would you say? Like, what was a schedule loss?
This Friday was a schedule loss. Yeah, Sunday was
schedule loss.
Sunday they had Zach Wheeler on the mound, and they're facing a pitcher that has really not established himself as anything in the big leagues yet, and they shut him out. The last 20 Phillies were retired in a row. They acted like they just wanted to get on the plane and get home. That was a gross effort by the Phillies. 215-592-9494. And look, I understand that we were reacting strongly to early season samples and all that. But I got to tell you, to start off today, I see real reasons to have concern, like real concern about the Phillies. Not that you throw away every expectation, but there's, like, if there was one issue, I could say, all right, that's not good, but we'll fix that, or that guy will get better. There's like five or six little things that are adding up to why they're not scoring runs right now and why they're not playing very well. The third baseman is totally lost right now. Alec Boehm is totally lost. This weekend didn't help. Brandon Marsh is 0 for April. I mean, Hugh, today's April 14th. To be 0 for the month is ridiculously bad. Like, it's almost unplayable. They look lethargic out there. They're not getting great pitching right now. Their bullpen, we know, is up and down. The catcher, it looks like, you know, he's had better days. The shortstop's been better than years past, but still, not great. I mean, they're getting production out of Schwarber. They're getting production out of Castellanos. They're getting a little bit out of Harper, but he's getting, you know, walked a lot. Not much there. It just looks like a lethargic baseball team right now. That doesn't give me much sense of they're about to turn this around. I have real concern. 215-592-9494. Hugh, where are you on the team as they tried their third different leadoff hitter this week? They dropped Boehm to the eighth spot in the lineup. Seems like Topper's trying new things all the time, and nothing's changing here. They're not hitting much.
Well, I'm not in full panic mode. I like the fact that Topper's trying to be proactive when it comes to all of this stuff. Yep. I look at it like this. Like, you talked about the leaders on the team and, you know, being walked, that you can't control that.
Right.
You can't control that. That's just something you can't control. But I feel like, you know, we've talked so much about the bottom of this order and what those guys aren't doing. And it's been like that for the last couple of weeks. I kind of feel like, even though, you know, when you describe the top of the order and the guys, they're okay, I feel like they need to be better, though. This is where, you know, when people talk about the money that you're making, this is where, to me, that kind of kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about the guys on this team, the leaders on this team doing a little bit more. If you know people are struggling around you, sometimes you have to dig a little bit deeper to help dig yourself out of the holes that you're in. Not saying that you're playing bad, but if you know that some of your teammates are struggling, and I know a lot of people might not think this is fair, but that's how life goes. It's not fair. You might be asked to do a little bit more. And I feel like that's where this team is right now. The top of that order needs to do a little bit more until the bottom of that order starts to come around just a little bit.
215-592-9494. Unfortunately, it feels to me like an extension of the end of last year. Not so much in how they're losing, but that they're just not a very good team. Like, they're okay. They're good enough. And they're not, you know, a terrible team. But it's not like the first half of last year, there was something special about them. They found ways to win almost every night. And then you got to around June, July last year, and they kind of just were in this weird malaise. And then we hoped when they got to the playoffs, they'd flip the switch. Well, that didn't happen. And that malaise really hasn't gone away.
I mean,
I think about the team so far this season. They're 9-6, which is fine.
Not bad.
But three of those games were against the Rockies, and they swept them. The Rockies might be the worst team in baseball. They're 3-12. They're getting, I mean, the Rockies scored zero runs this entire weekend in their series against San Diego. That team might be the worst in all of baseball. So if you kind of just remove that series and say, okay, well, they got the worst team in baseball early in the season. They're 6-6 in all the other games. Some up, some down. Not great. It reminds me of the second half last year. And they got to get this together. Look, the Boehm thing, we might be at the point where he's just so far in his head that they don't know what to do with him. Marsh looks like he's so overmatched right now. And you're right, Hugh. It's compound, like the bottom of the order struggles are compounded because they're not getting a lot out of the top. I mean, Schwarber's been their best player this year, and he's been pretty consistent. I'd say Castellanos probably been their second best offensive player. Bryce has been, by his standards, blah, right? Not great so far.
Yeah.
And Turner's been okay, but other than that home run in Atlanta, there hasn't been much oomph
to him. He's been better, but this is where, just okay. Yeah, this is where you have to do more, man. I mean, and I know, like, for a lot of people, like, what are you talking about? They're doing their job. Da, 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 da. I get that. But when you're like the face of the franchise and you're the star, I mean, it might not sound like a fair thing to say, but yeah, there's more asked of you than there is the average guy. You're held to a different standard. And you might not feel it's fair, but that's usually the case. You know, I remember a story where we were in a special teams meeting and Coach Harbaugh was here at the time. And I remember everybody was talking. I wasn't saying a whole lot, but I was the one that got called out because he was looking for somebody to be accountable for. And if he made me accountable, you know, then that kind of got everybody else in lockstep. And right. I remember him telling me that. He was like, you. I had said something. He yelled and screamed at me. I didn't say anything because I knew what he was trying to do. He was trying to reset the room. And sometimes, you know, you might not think it's fair, but that's what's asked of the leadership in your locker room.
Let's hear from one of those leaders, Bryce Harper, after the game yesterday, as the Phillies were shut out. The last 20 Phillies that came to the plate were retired in order yesterday. What a joke that was. Let's hear from Harper after the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to struggle, right? But obviously, it's the big leagues, so you got to try to pull out of it and understand you're going to go through ups and downs through the season, but try to stay as even kill as you can. And always remember, it's not about the name on the back. It's about the one on the front, you know, trying to win series, and no matter what you're doing or something or anything like that, you got to keep rolling. You know, I don't want to be hitting 250 right now, you know, but obviously I want to win every day. And, you know, you just got to have that mindset coming in each day and try to win ball games.
What did you make of that quote, Hugh? Because he was asked about what it's like to struggle and how do you come. And he talked about the name on the front, Phillies, not the name on the back. And at first I heard it and I was wondering if he was just like talking about himself, or was he talking about others that seem to be wearing their struggles? Like, hey, it's not about you, man. It's about the team. I don't know what he meant by that, but that it seemed oddly open-ended.
A little cryptic.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to interpret that because it feels like you were trying to be deep in the moment, really called for. And I like Bryce. I don't understand that though. I mean, because here's the thing, as a leader that I feel, he mm-hmm. might not feel the same way. You can't exclude yourself when the team is struggling. Not saying that he did that, Bryce. If you listen, not if you're listening, not saying that you did that, but what you said leads to that interpretation. When you say things like that, you know, when the team is struggling and you talk about the name on the front and, you know, it's not the name on the back, you lead people to believe that you feel like, hey, I'm doing my job. And that might not, I'm not saying that that's the case, but you open yourself up for that interpretation.
Well, you do. 215-592-9494. Part of the reason I am concerned, I think these concerns are real, is it feels like they're concerned. In other years, when they'd struggle early in seasons, they'd always say, we'll be fine, and top of it all, and that would bother people. But ultimately, he was normally right. Like, the Phillies won 89, 90, 95 games. Like, they haven't, they've had a level of play the last 3 years under Topper. And every time they struggle, Topper's like, no worries. It feels to me like Topper's concerned. He's changed the lineup a lot in 2 weeks.
I think when you, and I've said this when the season started, when you go into a season and you didn't change a whole lot, then you have to start doing the little intricate stuff, like the little nuanced stuff.
Yeah. Like the lineup.
Three
different leadoff hitters in 2 weeks.
And that's the thing, because you have to, you don't have the luxury now of letting it play out. So you have to kind of tweak the lineup a little bit.
I get that. And I don't think in theory it's a bad idea. But I wonder what the players are thinking. We have this very steady manager who never panics or never shows any sort of like, hey, we got to change things up. And in 2 weeks, he's changed a lot. Like, I wonder if it's like a bad cycle, right? Like, they struggle. He's not as relaxed as he used to be. He changes it. They get more concerned, and like it's like a weird circle that's going on.
I look at it like this: if I feel like the manager is being weird, in my opinion, then I have to do everything in my power to help him feel better. That means play better.
Yeah.
That means be accountable. That means probably go above and beyond my station and do a little bit more. I think that most of the guys have done that, or they're trying to do that. So I don't have a problem with it. It's just unfortunate. Like, when you look at the pitching that the Cardinals had, it's not great. they ain't got no great pitchers. You should have at least came out this series 3-3. You should have came out this weekend, I should say, from this trip in Atlanta and this with against the Cardinals. You should have at least been 3-3.
I agree. And look, Saturday, that was a nice win, but they got 5 double plays on Saturday. The Cardinals hit the ball a little bit to the left or the right. They might have got swept out there. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Phillies? Is it too early to have real concern about where this team is? I don't think it is. There's some trouble in signs here. It's not just one. If it was just Boehm, I'd say, all right, whatever. We'll get a new third baseman. If it was just the bullpen, I'd say, all right, we'll fix the bullpen. There's like 5 or 6 little things they're starting to add up here, and it's why they're not playing great baseball. Kyle, where do you come down on a Monday after the Phillies get shut out twice this weekend?
Yeah, so as good as I felt after they came off that Dodgers series is about as bad as I feel right now. Like, they brought me right back down to earth. They've not looked good for about a week now, and I guess that's at this point now half the season so far. They've looked good for a half and bad for another, like objectively bad for another. Two donuts against the Cardinals is unacceptable. They made Libertor look like 2024 Cal Quantrill.
Yeah, y'all over there. Never let me lay that one down.
I mean, we talked about how they look different, and now it feels like that the difference is just different issues with the team. Like, if they're not doing the whole, like, chasing, like, literally everything off the plate like they were last year. It's just the bottom of the order stinks. And the guys who are getting paid big money, besides Kyle Schwarber and Castellanos, they don't look like they should be getting paid that money the way they're hitting at the plate right now. Even the starting pitching has not looked very good. Yep. Zach Wheeler's not looked as dominant as he has for the last 2 years. And the bullpen looks like it stinks, or at the very least, is shaky. So it's definitely some concerns. And like, and I think there's two ways to look at the Topper thing. I like the fact, and I still like the fact, that he's being proactive with some of the moves he's making in the lineup. He's getting out ahead of things. I think he's pulling levers to ensure that they win as many games as possible early in the season. But the other way to look at that is that he's making those moves because he has to. Like, he shouldn't. Like, we should be a good enough team to where the manager doesn't feel like he's got to be forced to make those decisions, like, every series or every game, and do those kind of things. So, I don't know. It's a little bit of a double-edged sword there. I like that he's doing it, but it definitely just, I think, paints a picture of a bigger issue with the team. So, it's hard to not sort of start feeling like you should have some concerns with this team right now.
I agree. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Is it too early to have real concerns with the Phillies? Now, this week, starting tonight, the Giants are in and the Marlins are in this week, right? When the schedule first came out, this felt like a soft week. It felt like a week you should win some games at home against the Giants team that has been good. Yeah, has been good for years, and a Marlins team that's always bad. Well, the Giants look like one of the baseball surprises, and the Marlins are 500. I think they're over 500 early in the season. They don't look as terrible. So I still think the Phillies should win this week. They should have more wins than losses. But it's not like they're coming home against as soft as teams as it looked like before the season. So they better wake up. Otherwise, I think those concerns are just going to grow. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Phillies shutout twice this weekend? Is it too early to have real concerns? I don't think so. There's a lot going on. Again, if it was one or two things, I'd say, all right, they'll fix those one or two things. Not easy to fix six or seven problems in a season. And they're popping up here left and right. Chris in Middletown is up to start us off on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Manic Monday, man.
That's it. Well, that's what we're doing today. It is a Manic Monday because the Phillies got shut out twice this weekend, Chris.
You.
Yes.
You poor man. You're surrounded by a bunch of scaredy cats around that place.
Scaredy cats.
It's baseball season, Chris. You know how it goes.
You know what? Shut up.
Joe, relax. Be like you. Mm. Eat a steak. Have a gummy. It's going to be okay. All right? And Kyle, go shave that disgusting disgrace off your lip. All right?
Excuse me?
The porn stash.
Yeah. It's bad.
It's doing well. Don't worry.
It's thriving.
Got a handle on it.
Opinions, All right. Listen, the weather is going to be warmer this week. We got some home cooking. They're coming back home. The offense will be okay. They're going to heat up. Everything's going to be all right. And we're going to win at least 5 of 7 this week. And Joe, on Monday,
the dogs disagree with you. You realize that the dogs totally disagree.
Your dogs are cooking.
The 10-pound dog is in agreement with you, Joe. So that should make you be a little fearful where you're at. You can be afraid of something else next week, okay? All I kept hearing was it's not about the start. It's not about the start. It's about the finish. We got to get hot later in the year. And you know what? FYI, the Dodgers, the greatest thing since sliced bread to ever hit baseball. That came in here 8-0. They've dropped 3 of 6. And Joe, they lost 2 of 3 against the Nationals. Should the Dodgers be in panic? Should the Dodgers fans be all up in arms and be like, oh my God, it's the Titanic sinking? You know what? Here's what I got to say. And all of you people that said,
wow,
let's see in October, and I'm not watching till October, can't complain. Shut up. Get off my grass. It's April, people. A-P-R-I-L. April.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, Chris, appreciate it. Yeah, going. Just a different word of the day we're going to chant. It's April. We're chanting April. That tells me more than anything else I should be concerned, because you're chanting April, not a player's name.
It's supposed to be kind of warm today, too.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, 65?
Yeah.
Is that mm-hmm. hitting season? Should we get some offense tonight?
Well, I'm just saying, hopefully.
Well, he was using the old, it's cold excuse for a while.
It wasn't an excuse. It was cold. It's just that I'm tired of turning my heat on and off on a daily basis. I'm just tired of that.
I'm not surprised you're even doing that.
Well.
You seem like the kind of guy that's holding strong.
No, you know, usually I did. I usually would, right? But, you know, my son comes on the weekend, and he tends to complain about how cold.
Yeah. So you wouldn't normally if it wasn't for your son.
If it was just me.
I'm looking at the lows here. This might be our last week. We might be almost out of the woods here.
I might.
So our lowest low this week is 39. But when you get to next week, the lowest low is in the upper 40s, mid-50s.
Okay. Okay.
High 70s next week. Yeah, we might be out of the woods here.
I'm tired of playing with that thermostat.
Can I just say, because Chris made the Dodgers comparison?
Yeah.
Like, look, the Dodgers have shown way more that you can trust them. By the way, just came off of a World Series win. I think the difference between the Dodgers and the Phillies right now is, like, with the Dodgers, you can see what things are great about their season so far.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies, like, what are the best things we have going for us? It's Lizardo looks good.
Schwarber's
had a great start, and Castellanos had a pretty good start.
Other than that, it's PTSD, though, too, Kyle. We got PTSD from last year.
Well, I feel like that kind of matters, right? Because what should give you confidence that they'll pull it together? The Dodgers have shown that they can start a season and finish it as the best team in baseball.
The Phillies haven't. You're right. It's one of those things. That's why I'm not mad if Phillies fans call in today a little bit upset or they're panicky, because there's a lot that's different, but there's a lot that's eerily similar to last year.
Yeah, and if we're just going by the kind of the ledger Kyle just set up there, like what's been great so far? Like, what do you feel really good about? Schwarber, Luzardo, Castellanos has been good.
Yeah, like
there's less of that than what you are concerned about. The bullpen and Nola's velocity. Again, they didn't score on Friday. His velocity again was low.
Like, at the start of last season, even though I think they might have been like 7-7 to start the year, but like I think there was a point where you sat there and told yourself, "Wow, we might have the best pitching in baseball."
Right? Yeah, that was definitely said.
Yes,
I don't think we have the best anything in baseball right now.
No, DH.
You beat me too.
Yeah, Schwarber and Ohtani. I mean, like one of the two best DHs. Like that's not a lot to hang your hat on. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Is it too early to have real concern? The Phillies just had a terrible week. I mean, 2-4 stinks, and they got shut out twice in St. Louis. That team's not very good. St. Louis is not a projected playoff team. They have very mediocre pitching. To get shut out twice, and then yesterday, it just feels like they're lethargic. It feels like they're going through the motions sometimes here. It's almost like I'm watching August baseball in April. That's not what you want. All right, we'll get to some specific concerns with the team next. One or two players in particular that right now are just in a bad, bad way. 215-592-9494. And we got an incredible prize to give away today. We'll tell you about that, how we're doing it. Is it too early to have real concern with this Phillies team? A 2-4 road trip, shutout yesterday. Again, the last 20 batters that went to the plate yesterday made it out. What are we doing? 215-592-949 for your phone calls on the Phillies. A lot to get to today. We'll tell you about the prize next and how we're giving it away on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Pitch swung on and popped in the air, left field line, towards the foul line goes Marsh. That is going to land fair, and it bounces again over the sidewall. And Marsh kind of looks in at both Turner and Bohm as if maybe one of them. I don't think they realized. I mean, I don't think either of them are going to catch it, but he did kind of look in at them both as if he was hoping for some help of some kind. So it's 4-0 now.
What is going on out there? Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio.
The wow is killing me.
I mean, geez. Like they're looking at each other. The ball just drops there. Tough day yesterday. Tough week. A tough week for the Phillies. Is it too early to have real concern? I don't think so. Because, again, if there was one or two things, if it was just Bohm, if it was just March, that's whatever. And it's one or two players. They'll figure it out. They'll kind of find their level, and the rest of the team will carry them while they're struggling. It's not one or two things. It's the bullpen. It's Marsh. It's Bohm. The top of the lineup, you know, outside of Schwarber And outside of Castellanos, has been more blah than has been great. The starting pitching, couple great guys so far, but Wheeler's been more average than great. Nola's been more average than great. It's just a lot of blah right now with this team. I have concerns right now. And that yesterday, watching them, their body language.
Look tired.
Tired. It's look April. Tired. It was April 13th.
Well, you know, sometimes
it's not the dog day's August.
I'm not making excuses.
Oh my goodness.
You are.
I'm not.
So what was that then? You're tired.
I'm just offering perspective.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times.
From someone who gets tired a lot, I guess you do have good perspective on that.
I like how it just turns personal, like it did 31. No, but what else? What other excuse is there for them? They look lethargic.
Well, what about there's no excuse
for
that?
None.
Because it's April. We don't have to have an excuse for everything.
I'm not saying it's a good one.
Excuse maker Douglas. That's right.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's pick another word outside of excuse.
A reason?
The reason why they looked, there you go.
Okay. Reason's a better word.
The reason why they looked the way that they did because they were tired.
So I think actually I like that word. What's the reason for this? I think they're wearing their struggles. I think there's no jolt here. You know what? They brought back the same team and we expected different results.
Yeah.
By the way, you know how you know it's a boring baseball game yesterday? When Jim Nance whispering at the Masters is 10 times more electric.
It was electric.
It was. I mean, it was an electric final at the Masters, the Rory thing. But just like at 2 o'clock when I flip over, at 3 o'clock, and Jim Nance is whispering on the seventh hole. Like, that's how you know the baseball team's thinking it up.
Do you know, I found out this weekend, algorithm, that there are certain rules at the Masters that if you don't adhere to, you would get kicked out.
Like?
You can't run. You can't run. And the one that really got me was, you can't take anybody's seat. No matter how long the chair's been there, if it's not your seat and you take their seat, you get kicked out.
I think we should keep those rules everywhere.
I did not know that. Like, they could leave that seat no matter what. If somebody had a seat and it's there, you can't take their seat.
It's their seat.
That is crazy.
I don't like that.
Why?
You move your feet, lose your seat.
That's
been the rule for.
To have some class at Augusta.
There's a couple other ones that I saw, but those were the two that kind of jumped out to me. You can't run at all. Like, you could take a nice little fast walk.
Yeah, but don't you dare run.
Don't you dare run, because if you run, then you're out of there.
I like these rules.
I can respect that one.
And again, that's more electric than the Phillies offense this week. At 215-592-949. Let's hear Topper talking about Brandon Marsh, who again is 0 for April. Here is Topper yesterday on Marsh.
What do you do about Marsh? You just keep running him out there? What are your thoughts on him?
I got to think about that one.
Yeah.
I got to think. He's really frustrated and understandably.
Well, they're in a bad way with the Marsh situation. I've noticed this with Topper. When he's steadfast about someone, he'll respond in a steadfast way, like, no, I believe in him. When he starts saying, I got to think about it, that means he's going to not play that player as much anymore. Like the Bohm thing with Sosa, he said, I got to think about it. Then Sosa was in. It sounds like they're at a point now where they have to seriously consider stop playing. I mean, Marsh hasn't had a hit, Hugh, since the second game of the National Series, the second game of the year.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where the unfortunate thing about running it back the way that it is, you don't get the same grace that you once got before. You don't get any of that because, you know, when you look at Topper in the position that he's in, he's not guaranteed to be here next year.
Nope.
Not guaranteed to be here. And there's a sense of urgency. And even though it's early, you can tell that. You could tell that from the beginning of the season, the way that the roster was moving around, the way that he was trying to figure out this lineup. Hell, this leadoff hitter this weekend.
Three different leadoff hitters this season already.
Yes. So there's no luxury, and you can't wait around. You just can't.
The question is, what do they do with the Marsh spot? I mean, we've seen the story if you play Rojas every day. I mean, Rojas might give them a better chance right now, just like tonight. But, Hugh, I don't know about the idea of Rojas every day. I mean, there at some point here, the conversation is going to start moving towards Justin Crawford, who's at AAA, one of their top prospects.
Yeah.
The
young cats, the infusion. Like, that's
yes.
what I think. I think it's always been that. I think there's always been they always wanted to infuse the young talent in here. I think that it has been, or the conversation has changed where the team is struggling a little bit and they're thinking about moving up that timeline.
So I want to see Crawford at some point soon. But my question is, do you cut your nose off to spite your face? Hugh, do you curtail his development? Like, I'm not sure he's ready yet. Are we going to speed up his readiness because we need a guy in center field? And does that hurt him? I don't know the answer. I mean, that's part of it. It's not just like, hey, let's call him up. Is he ready?
Yeah. That's the thing.
If he's not ready, then you're almost hurting him.
Yeah, you don't want to make moves just for the sake of making moves. But at this point, you're going to have to try to infuse something in this lineup. Because like you said yesterday, like even you said it, Joe, the top of the order is okay, but it's like,
blah.
It's like you need something. I thought it was kind of interesting. Late in the game yesterday, they put Cody Clemens in. I thought that was kind of.
Forgot about him. I don't know what his purpose in the team is.
What was that about?
Why are they putting Cody Clemens in?
At that point in the game.
Yeah, because I don't know. It doesn't seem like they have an actual use for him on the roster. I don't even know why he's here at this point.
He's a mop-up hitter.
Yeah. Like, he is the reliever that you put in when you're down 7 runs, but as a batter.
Go take an at-bat. Just go.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't know why they kept him on the team.
I don't know either. I like Cody, but he seems to have no place on this team whatsoever. I mean, no place whatsoever.
I'm looking at the field. You thought
you
I'm
get out of here?
No.
What's this guy doing?
Coughlin walking in. Well, he's upset at Hugh for buying shoes during the show.
Can you lock in Brandon Marsh shoes over here? I wish y'all could see. It's the Phillies schedule.
Oh, wow.
And the shoes are at, they just happen to be at the top.
Oh, you're locked
top.
In, sure. man. You're locked yeah, in. No, I believe
you. Wait a minute. I can't lift the thing up. Because I feel like now,
nobody believes me.
No, it's. I'm looking at the Phillies. I'm looking at the lineup.
I know when you're not locked in. You're locked in right now. Yeah, you're good. You're good. Let's talk to Bill, who's up next. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, I'm 75 years old, and it really sucks to know that when they put me in my grave, Trey Turner will still be our shortstop.
Come on, Bill. You're going to be here. Oh, wow,
Bill, you can outlast him.
Come on, Bill. Don't talk like that.
Bill thinks it's too early.
The guy has 8 more years left of horrible shortstop. I hold my breath when the ground ball goes to him. I hold my breath when he's about to throw it. And I hold my breath when he's about ready to strike out. The guy can't do anything.
Well, Bill, I'm here.
We're still here, Bill.
Here's what I hope for all of our sake, that they move him off a shortstop sooner than later. And, Bill, you're going to make it longer than you think. You got more than 8 years in you, Bill. Come on.
I believe in you, Bill.
My cancer's in remission, but I don't think I'm going to outlast this guy. And the other problem is, our farm system is producing nothing. I mean nothing. We're getting nothing out of it. You can't build a team the way the Phillies are trying to build it. You can't buy it. You can't buy a championship with no young players on the team.
Well, Bill, unfortunately, the young players that they thought were going to come and add to the veterans. And Bill, we appreciate your call, and we got to have you outlast Trey at short for all of our sake.
Yeah.
But hang in there, bro. The young players, Hugh, that they thought were going to take a step up to help the veterans, like the Bohms and
the daycare.
They haven't taken that step. The closest one is Stott. He's been the best of the three of them this year. I'm fine with where Stott is. He's not been great. He's been pretty good, right? Okay. But the other two have been bad. That's hurt them. The fact that Marsh and Bohm have been bad is hurting the whole operation. And now we're talking about fast-tracking younger guys that might not even be ready.
Yeah, but I think that was always the plan because, let's be honest, there were moves that they wanted to make in this offseason that they couldn't make. So I feel like that was always the plan to try to infuse some of the young talent that you already had in the farm system. But you didn't think that with the schedule that the start – and again, not panicking, but there is some cause for concern because Nola doesn't look like you thought he was going to look at this time of year. And then yesterday was surprising. Yesterday was very surprising.
He got hit. I know. Look, the defense wasn't great behind him, but the home runs are on him.
And I tell you, who was the pitcher for the Cardinals yesterday?
Liberatore.
Here we go.
Dog. Mm-mm. I'm not going to say it because y'all not going to let me live it out.
Don't start.
I'm not. Mm. But can I just give you my day? So yesterday, I had my son, and his mother texted me, said, when you bringing Harper home? And I'm like, I want to watch baseball first. I want to try to, get that because even though I love listening to Scott in the car, I kind of wanted to watch it.
Sure.
When I tell you, those first 3 to 4 innings went fast. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the heck? Who is this cat? Was this Kyle Contro?
Was it another nobody that shut the Phillies down? Every April.
They made it look like Nolan Ryan out there yesterday.
And he's not that. 2-1
Definitely not.
He's not. 215.
That's a joke, by the way.
5-9. Yeah, because last year, Cal Quantrill came in here and shut the Phillies down. He was like, he's pretty good.
You can't be trusted.
No, Kyle was thoroughly irritated.
That was a joke. It's a tomato can pitcher. It was great. Well,
April tradition around here. Not happy. We're not happy around here. Chuck in Tampa's up. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck.
Hey.
Hey, Chuck.
Here's the problem. You've given Turner and you've given Bryce Harper $650 million. They are stuck with these guys. And you're letting Harper make decisions on who's coming in here and who's not coming in here. It's just, and it's the same crap that we saw last year. These guys don't hit, especially these outfielders. This guy Bone with the long hair,
Marsh.
That guy should be hitting a 300 hitter, driving in runs, and they don't do it. They're not going to change. This is who they are.
Well, unfortunately, yeah. They're and Chuck, if that's the case, they're in trouble. I mean, they're just this does not look like a great baseball team right now.
So do you agree with me? Why did they bring this Trey Turner in here? Because Harper wanted him in here. He's not the general manager. We have a general manager. That's why we're paying this guy. It seems like these players or these teams are just making the decisions on who they want to play with. It doesn't work that way.
Well, and on top of it, Chuck, not only did they bring him in, and Harper did say the year before he's his favorite player to watch in baseball, so it's very easy to connect those dots. Not only did they bring him in, Chuck, they gave him 11 years at the age of 30.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're stuck with these guys. And let me ask you something. You know, I listen to this radio all year. I heard about Jalen Hurts, this, that, and that. What has Bryce Harper ever won? He went to the World Series. Did he win it?
Nope.
No. I'm sorry. Like, you got to win something. You know, it's all excuses. So.
Well, you know what, Chuck? Here's what they needed. Chuck, good phone call. I do think Bryce, year to year, his play has been very consistently excellent, right? So that's why I think people don't get on him, because he carries his weight year to year. Now he's off to a slower start. He'll probably pick it up.
I think that thing's starting with
him. Well, it probably is. Also, the fact that he's the de facto GM here, and yeah. if he's the reason that Turner's here, that's an L on his part. He's the one that said re-sign JT, and JT, although he's been a very good player, he's in decline now. I mean, JT's just not the player he was 3 or 4 years ago, and we got to deal with that now. You know what we need out of Bryce Harper? And I'm not blaming him for all these losses and the bad week. He did have a big home run in Atlanta. Can we have a week out of Bryce where he hits like Aaron Judge for a week?
Cares
or a
team.
Yeah,
there's
a team. There's a couple weeks every year where the best players in baseball, the Judges, the Otanis, you know, pick out 3 or 4 or 5 more. They hit 4 or 5 home runs in a week, and they just carry you. The Phillies could certainly use one of those weeks out of Bryce.
Yeah, and it's not to put any more pressure on Bryce than he's already put on himself, but that's kind of where we are. You know, the whole philosophical take and, you know, trying to be, you know, the guy that's the deep thinker and say, you know, profound.
I don't
stuff.
Need Socrates.
Man.
I need a home run.
Yeah. We all that brain wrestling and stuff. Ain't nobody trying to hear all that, man. Just go out there with some baseball games.
Just go hit the ball.
It's unfortunate, but that's kind of where we are now.
Yeah.
And you know, it doesn't help. The pressure is mounting because it does not help. Because Jalen just went through this same thing. You know, he had a tumultuous season where, you know, a lot of people didn't, and I hate to draw the parallels, but let's be honest, that's how it is in the city. That's how it is in the city. When you're coming off a championship and you got a player of Bryce's caliber, and you're sitting there and you're talking about the name on the front of the jerseys and not on the back, and I don't know what the hell you're talking about, people starting to get upset about that stuff.
Well,
man.
And let me add this to it with the Bryce thing. Again, it's been vague the last 2 years. Who really wanted Bryce to go to first base? Did they want him to go to first base, or did he want them to go to, you know, the other way around? Hewitt, it's not lost on me that the Phillies for 2 years have had an awful outfield. They have a $300 million first baseman who was an outfielder.
Yeah.
Like, since Bryce went to first base, the Phillies outfield has stunk. And, you know, they all made that decision together that Bryce is better as first baseman, and he's played well there. But they have a huge hole in their outfield since he left the outfield. 215-592-9494. It's a hot board. All right, before we go any further in the show today, how about this prize that we have to give away? Hugh, we got a 4-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at Lincoln Financial Field.
Sold
presented.
Out. That's going to be fun.
Well, we got 4 of these tickets presented by Lincoln Financial Group on Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m. We'll be there. Draft party activities include Eagles locker room tours, Eagles cheerleaders, and swoop appearances. And more. We'll be doing our live draft show there, and you could be there. 4-pack of tickets. Let's play a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
Before I give you this first clue, I just want to say I have my coworkers think I'm crazy.
Nah.
And it's cool. I mean, I get that because, like, yesterday.
A little bit.
I was sitting down there talking to my son's grandmother, and she was having a conversation with me. And for whatever reason, you know how I am, I immediately changed the conversation and started talking about something else.
Yeah, yeah.
And his mother chimed in. He said, there Hugh is again having conversations that he's only having with himself that nobody else is having. And I can't help at this point, I can't help it. So, I mean, I get where y'all come from because I'm starting to get that a lot. But this is the first clue, people. And I feel strongly about this one. Now, y'all probably gonna ridicule me for this one.
You're in your own head on this one,
method. There's a method to my madness when I come up with these. Okay. And this is my algorithm led me to this this animal I'm thinking about.
The first clue led you to this animal that you're thinking about.
Yes.
That's the first clue.
My algorithm led me here.
And you proud of yourself? You expected people to be happy today?
No, because I feel like this. If you tune in as much as in my mind that I think you do, this should be a no-brainer.
You're passing the buck to the listeners.
I'm not passing the buck.
terrible clue. You're just not listening enough.
I feel, because see, listen, let me just say this. I've been working with Joe long enough that Joe picked up on kind of like my little idiosyncrasies since I've been here. So I feel like everybody else should have too, because he does. And you do too. You've got, you might be a little bit more irritated behind it, but you pick up what I'm putting down.
I'm never irritated.
Yeah, not in this show.
All right. Oh, not anymore.
215-592-9494. All right, this animal was popping up on Hugh's algorithm. That is your first clue today. Let's go to James in South Jersey. What's up, James?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
What's up,
James? We're good, buddy. What's up?
Love your show, man. I just wanted to say hello to Mr. Douglas.
But thank you, brother.
I still have that Who Let the Dogs Out jersey. I wear it every game.
I mean,
you're the best, man. Family, man, here.
Was there a Who Let the Dogs Out jersey with you on?
I remember the Who Let the Dogs Out was a song.
Find this on eBay. James, you've had it for what, like 25 years? That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm 68. Grew up in Drexel Hill. Now we're in South Jersey, but... Man, we got a couple of Super Bowls, so we're happy.
Of course. Not as happy with the Phillies. You concerned here, James?
Yes, I'm very concerned. Starting pitcher, I wish they played Clemens a little more. I think the Socias should be in there also more. So, yeah, I'm concerned. But it's a long season. Hopefully get a little warmer. Maybe they'll start hitting the ball.
Hit and see. Well, we could use that, James, certainly, because the offense got shut out twice this weekend. And, yeah, I want more Sosa, too. It's got a matter of how they're going to get him in there. James, what's your guess for Hugh's clues? An animal that was in Hugh's algorithm this weekend.
Oh, God, I got no clue, guys. Sorry. I guess. I don't know. No, I'm clueless.
That's all right, James. No big deal. There's a lot of animals. I'm going to help everyone out there. Just pick an animal, guess it, and who knows? Maybe you got it. This is on you.
I'm sorry. People are like, I can't stand his ass with stupid ass clues.
I got to take everyone inside the meeting today. So we didn't know that this was going to end up Hugh's clues, but Hugh went on a 5-minute rant about this situation that he learned about on his algorithm. They're like, you know what? Screw it. Make it the clues.
And as soon as one of you figured out, I'm going to share with you that 5-minute rant that I went on.
Oh, can't wait. Chris in Newtown. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Hey, gentlemen. Nice to see you.
What's going on, man?
Good morning.
Hey, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Nice to see you, too.
Hey, before we get going, I got to give Hugh an attaboy, man. That life advice he gave at the beginning with the man's name on your inner thigh. Yeah, that's a pretty big thing.
No, like, I mean, it is.
You might want to say in that either a name or a face.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's an issue there.
That's a lot. You know? That's a lot. But like I said, the biggest thing is, shout out to the person that did it, because you're comfortable enough in your manhood to do that. I'm not putting another man name tattooed on my body. It's a lot.
Listen, I love BG.
Love him too.
I love BG a lot too. But if I got a face of him smiling on my inner thigh, my wife is going to look at me totally different.
Yeah, it's a different conversation to have.
Is that one you ask for forgiveness, or do you talk about permission first?
It all depends on how long you've been in a relationship.
I think you got to talk about it first. You can't just come home with Brandon Graham's name tattooed on your body. Feels like a lot.
That's exactly right. My wife and I have been married for over 20 years. I can't just come home with that.
That's a lot.
It's just, it's a lot. Anyway, gentlemen, and, the conversation that's going on, I wish I would have came after Chris from Middletown, because everybody's got to pump the brakes a little bit. Unlike most of the years with the Phillies, Topper's doing something early with what's going on. And Castellanos is hitting, Harper's in, or I'm sorry, Castellano and Schwarber are hitting right now. Typically, that doesn't happen until later on when it gets warmer. So the fact that Topper is wanting to move things around for what's going on should be something that'd be like, hey, maybe this isn't going to be like the last 5 years of this organization with him in the regime, if he's even been there for 5 years, but I know it's been close. So, you know, everybody's talking. The guy before talking about Turner. You know what? Turner is a dynamic player. I don't think he's as good as Mookie Betts, but Mookie Betts plays all over the field.
Mm-hmm.
You got a player with that much talent who can play multiple positions. If I'm Topper, I'm moving that guy that I got for another 11 years to see where else I can put him to use that speed, limit that arm to do what he's got to do. And you brought up Harper. Yeah, $300 million first baseman hasn't helped the outfield. That brings me back. And Joe, guys, please forgive me. As much as I was against Joe's comments, his crazy takes going on through the years, before Soto left Washington, make that trade with Harper, who you just signed for that extension, with that kid who's 23 years old. He would have been signed to a longer-term deal with Philadelphia for what was going on here. Now, all those big, shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, if my sister was my brother, she'd be my brother. But, you know, come on. They've got other things to go. That's where I'm sitting on that. And what do you guys think on that?
Look, the Soto thing, they had opportunities to then, and now obviously just last offseason too, and they didn't want to pull the trigger. They probably reached their limit on money spent. But, it is early, and I do agree that the Castellanos thing is it's nice to see it early that he didn't take up 2 months to get going. They just got to get the bottom of the order and Harper going to start this thing off. All right, Chris, what do you got for us? Your guess for Hughes Clues.
All right, Hugh, I love you, buddy. But a female baboon, the red-butted monkey. Did that come up?
The red-butted monkey?
That, you know what? That works. It's not it, Chris. But
no, I see what you're thinking, though.
Yeah, I could see Hugh coming in one morning and say, you know what? That's what I was thinking about or looking at on my algorithm yesterday.
Yeah,
that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
You know, you are your algorithm. You know this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're all over the place.
The blaming of the algorithm is just
it is. It's like certain things, but you know your phone listens to you. So when you say certain things, mm-hmm. your phone kind of leads you down that path. And like, say if I'll say, you know, whatever. Like this weekend I was eating popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was it? The bear, it was called the something.
The bear cat?
The bear cat, yeah. That's the one that they smell like popcorn because their pee is used to make the oil that is in the popcorn stuff. Yes, Rhea. Like, Rhea's looking at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, most of the audience is like Rhea right now.
It's called a bear cat or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. And it's like this cute little animal, and it smells like popcorn. And the reason it smells like popcorn is because they use something that's in this animal's urine to help make the flavoring in the popcorn.
What is wrong with him?
I done messed up popcorn for everybody.
215-592-9494. All right, more of your phone calls in the Phillies. Is it too early to have real concerns? Guesses for Hughes Clues, whatever that was with the Bearcats. Rhea joins us in studio next. She had a couple ideas for the Phillies this morning I want to get into her next. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. During the NBA playoffs, we're in a FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Is giving all customers a shot at $250 of bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You'll get started with $250 of bonus bets if you're first. $5 bet wins from three-pointers to steals to assists. FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine your live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in all the NBA play-in tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports, because the official part of 94 WIP.